can turn and greet each other this morning.
What did it screw up? I'm just worried that when you hit it, no, it's fine. When you hit it, that it turns to the front, yeah. And that he'll shut me off again. So that's why I keep. I could just lift it up and scoot it back more. That would work. Okay.
I'm trying to be conscious of it.
Good morning. We've just lived through the longest week of the year. That's what I said, didn't I? I said, we just lived through the best week of the year. Underline. This morning we're going to use the book of James to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In James 1, 17 to 18, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return his affection and worship for him now for his perfection, an unchanging glory evidenced in all he's created. Come, let us adore him. Confession in James 4, 7, 8, 10. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it that you need to run from? Confess these sins to God, run toward him, and let him lift you up forgiven. Thanksgiving. James contrasts the evil one's influence on our worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom in James 3, 17, 18. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you and those around you this week. Thank you, God, that your love never fails. Supplication, James encourages us, chapter 5, verse 13, 14, 16. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call to him in prayer. Let's bring a request before him now. We pray for Cam and Shannon and their children, for Brian and Rita, for Corrine and Isaac, for Lisa and Chris, for Jill and Cynthia, for Diane, for Ben and Marge and their family, for Dorothy and Will and their family, for Drew, for Roman and Lori, for the firefighters that are fighting here in Northwest Territories in BC. God, we pray for your grace and your hand of protection on them. For places around the world, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, we pray for peace. For Canada, United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then, God, all the unspoken requests, the things that are too complicated, that are too great for us to bear, we give to you, our good and loving God. Meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading. Okay, but there. Is that, do I have it up? Is that working?
Our scripture today is 1 Kings 19, 1 to 13. When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he had killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: May the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them. Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and he left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. Then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, Get up and eat. He looked around, and there beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, Get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead will be too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave where he spent the night, but the Lord said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah replied, I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
Sing like now.